بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, at the end of the holy month of Ramadan, there is a famous celebration which is celebrated by all Muslims around the world called Eid al-Fitr. So we know that the holy month of Ramadan, according to Islamic beliefs, is full of blessings and full of the rahmah and barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the main question is, why the people with finishing this month, they celebrate? Usually celebration is for an happy occasion. Are they happy with the finishing of the holy month of Ramadan, or what is the matter?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, Eid, the term or the word Eid in Arabic is rooted in the word Aoud, which means return.
Mm-hmm.
This is the general meaning of the term Eid in the Arabic language. So now by Aoud or returning, what we mean is that since in this holy month of Ramadan, the people who fast, they purify their souls from the wrong, deeds, from the sins. And then at the end of this, holy month of Ramadan, it seems that they return back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Because these good deeds, these prayers, these ibadat and worships, they help them to purify themselves. Since we are originally pure, whenever we turn back to this original purity, that is called Eid, that is called Aoud or returning. So now if a person purified himself or herself in this holy month of Ramadan, at the end of this month, it means that he returned or he turned back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why he must be happy. He is happy.
Yes.
He must be grateful and thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you provided me with this chance to fast in this holy month of Ramadan, to purify myself, to not to commit sins, for example, in this holy month. So this was a kind of process of, cleanliness and purification for me. So that's why my soul is now pure and clean. I turned back to that original soul, which was pure and clean. I am really happy. I'm really, enjoying this kind of opportunity now and this kind of Eid that I have. So that's why whenever, whatever day that you can turn back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the Eid.
That's right.
That is the Eid.
Okay.
This is the general meaning of Eid. That's why we should be happy, and we are happy that we could purify ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And usually, when the holy month of Ramadan is finished, the people might lose track, the main track of the holy month of Ramadan, when they enter the month of Shawwal. But it is very much recommended in Islam to keep the spirit of fasting and Ramadan during the upcoming months after the holy month of Ramadan too, isn't it?
Yes, of course, as you rightly mentioned, it doesn't mean that only in the holy month of Ramadan we should be careful about ourselves or deeds. No, it means that once you purified yourself, so you have to continue, you have to be continuously pure and clean from any kind of sins and wrong deeds in the rest of the months. That's why it's a kind of journey that starts with the holy month of Ramadan, and it should continue till the next month of Ramadan. In the next month of Ramadan, we must be again careful and mindful about all the deeds that we do every day, every moment. Yeah, that is why this is the reason that we should be thankful and grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, we should ask always Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, please help me to be in Eid every day, which means that to be always returning to you, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment of my life. There is a very, very beautiful poem from one of the Persian poets, Sana'i Ghaznavi.
Yes.
Says that عارفان هر نفس دعید کنند عن کبوتان مگس قدید کنند. That's a very beautiful poem. Says that عارف, the one who has true ma'rifah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has two Eids every moment of his life, because the according to this Urafa, each one of these breathing that we breathe is a kind of Eid. That's why, because it provides us with a new opportunity, a new, let's say, golden chance to live more, because by this living more and more, we would have more opportunities to attain more proximity to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more proximity to the perfection.
Yes.
That's why every moment is like Eid. Mm-hmm. Not only one Eid, two Eids.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the point that are mentioned also in the Quran and Riwayat, that Eid is a kind of returning to your original purity, which is from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, it's a kind of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Usually the people and the Muslims at the end of the holy month of Ramadan have this Eid al-Fitr. I mean,
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the nature of the Eid al-Fitr itself. What are the benefits of this celebration, and why at all it is called Eid al-Fitr, Shaykh?
You know, we have a kind of zakat in Islam which is called zakat fitr. Zakat fitr, fitr means nature in Islamic, let's say, terminology. When we say, for example, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha, it goes to the fitra, or to the nature, or to the essence of man. That is why it seems that this Eid, which is called Eid al-Fitr, it relates to our nature, to our essence, that when we pay this zakat is also zakat of like our nature, zakat of our body, we can say our soul. We give this zakat, we pay this zakat on ourselves, you know.
Okay.
That is, sometimes we pay zakat on some properties that we have, but sometimes we pay zakat al-Fitr. For our own self, we pay zakat.
Uh-huh.
This zakat is a kind of payment, which is like kind of thanks, that we thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we give a kind of hadiyah, or let's say gift, to the people, being thankful, being grateful, being, let's say, happy in this Eid. So that's why in the holy month of Ramadan, as I mentioned, it relates to purification of our nature, of our essence, we can say, of our dhat, dhatul insan, or the essence of man, should be purified in this holy month, should be cleaned from any kind of wrong things and, let's say, let's say, sins. So that is why this is called Eid al-Fitr. Fitr means nature, or fitra is rooted in this term, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha. So this fitra should become pure and clean in this holy month. Once it is purified, we will have Eid, we will be happy, we will be, let's say, we will feel that we are now prosperous, we are now happy.
That's right.
That we could purify ourselves from the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. And sharing our happiness with the poor people all around the world through this Zakat al-Fitriya is very much recommended, as you said, in Islam.
Yes.
So, you know, the people at the end of the holy month of Ramadan do this Eid because they have been invited to Ziyafat Allah, the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to finish Shahrullah in a very nice way and to keep the nice, and we can say, good memories. But as we said, the effects of the holy month of Ramadan are both spiritual and, we can say, individual levels, so that the people might think about the poorness of the others too, especially this holy month of Ramadan. You know, we could see that the people and the children of Gaza, you know, they do not have food or pure water or something like that. So sharing feelings with such children over there is very much nice. But, Shaykh, we can say that, as you said, the Eid and the concept of celebration, spiritually speaking, is very much different. I mean, according to the Urafa and mystics, you know, when you find a kind of pleasure and joyfulness inside, every day of you can be the Eid for you. I mean, the true sense of the meaning of the Eid or Eid means cleanliness and purity of your heart and soul. Am I right?
Yes, of course. Once you purified yourself, you become happy. Eid means to be happy. You know, one of the meaning of Eid is to be happy.
Yes.
Why are you happy? This is the reason. You know, what is the reason for being happy? The reason is that you could purify yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're happy. You know, the moment that man could be happy is to achieve a kind of status of proximity to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that we can be happy is this. So this happiness can be only achieved via that purity or cleanliness from any kind of sins. Mm-hmm. This is what we should be happy for. That's why we have Eid al-Fitr as Eid, that we naturally, or our nature, our essence will be purified during this holy month of Ramadan.
Okay. And I mean, Eid al-Fitr at the end of the Ramadan does not mean to be free again, okay?
This is a
celebration. I mean, we are not going to ruin the facts of the holy month of Ramadan during one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends that from what perspective we look at this freedom and liberty. You know, we have a kind of liberty here, liberty or liberation from sins. We should be free from sins, that's true. But not to be free to commit sins, you know?
Very good.
Yeah, that's why there is freedom. Freedom for the soul is that when you save your soul, that when you free and liberate your soul from wrong things, from sins, that is the best freedom.
That's right.
That is the real freedom that you may enjoy. But of course, if you again turn back to the sins, and that's not freedom, you know, that's again problems and difficulties that you may face again.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Eid and Eid al-Fitr and why Muslims do celebrate after the finishing of the holy month of Ramadan. Thank you, Sheikh.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن